Tomorrow, Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, will outline his latest plan to resuscitate the U.S. economy. For some details, we turn now to our favorite Fed watcher, David Wessel, the economics editor of the Wall Street Journal. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Renee.
Now, the Fed has held short-term interest rates near zero for almost 2 years, but Ben Bernanke insists that the Fed can do more. But you want to know what more is there for it to do?
Well, that's right, Renee. Ben Bernanke is thinking about something that they call quantitative easing. As you point out, he cut short-term interest rates, the overnight rates that banks pay, down to zero. And then they went beyond that and they bought $1.7 trillion worth of bonds and mortgages to push down the long-term interest rates set in bond markets, the ones that determine mortgage rates and corporate borrowing rates. That was an extraordinary effort. They suspended it in March because they thought kind of job done. But now with inflation running lower than the Fed's target and unemployment much higher than the Fed's target and no prospect of it coming down rapidly, the Fed is basically signaling they're going to resume this bond buying, a decision they'll probably make at their meeting in early November.
And now how does that work? You're talking about quantitative easing.
Well, basically what they do is they buy a lot of bonds. When you buy a lot of bonds, the price goes up and the yield or the interest rate on them goes down. That makes it interest rates lower, and the Fed hopes that people will borrow more, but they know that in today's climate that's unlikely. So part of the game is to kind of chase investors out of treasuries, because the Fed will be buying those, and instead push them into riskier securities like the stock market. So the stock market will go up.
And am I hearing you right? The Fed is trying to make the stock market go up?
Well, that's not exactly how Mr. Bernanke will put it in his speech on Friday. But yes, the Fed is hoping that by boosting the price of stocks and other assets, that'll make everybody feel a little bit richer and everybody will spend a little more readily and the economy will grow just a little bit faster and we'll get to the point of full employment sooner.
But wasn't it low interest rates and excessive borrowing that created the housing bubble, which, you know, many of us would say got us in the mess we're in, or at least was a big part of it? Why would the Fed try those policies again?
Well, that is a risk. And that's why some officials at the Fed are distinctly enthusiastic about doing this. But Mr. Bernanke's calculus is pretty straightforward. Yes, there are risks to spending another $500 billion on buying bonds and trying to get people to borrow and lend and having all this money sloshing around the system. But I think that in his judgment, to do nothing is worse. To do nothing is to tolerate slow growth and high unemployment and fears that we're slipping into deflation. And so he just basically isn't willing to stand by and say, I could do something, but I'm afraid to do it. He's trying to prevent the U.S. from repeating the experience of Japan by having a decade of stagnation and low growth and deflation fears.
Okay, if the Fed is talking about doing more to stimulate the economy, it looks like it could really do that. Would that influence Congress? That is, make it look towards stimulating the economy as well? I mean, at the moment, that's bad politics, I think, but would that change?
Well, maybe. I don't know. Predicting the Fed is relatively easy these days. Predicting what Congress is going to do is almost impossible. In this instance, I think the Fed actually would prefer that Congress did something. They'd prefer that Congress did some short-term stimulus and package it with a believable deficit reduction plan. But they don't think that's going to happen. And so they're not prepared to let the economy languish while the politicians bicker and have partisan stuff and the economy just doesn't go anywhere. So they're kind of stepping into the vacuum. Ironically, that's what happened at the beginning of the financial crisis. When Congress and the president couldn't fight back, the Fed did. And we seem to be right back at that point again.
David, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
David Wessel is economics editor of the Wall Street Journal and a frequent guest on our program.